Winter, 2006. Three young journalists, en route to a conference in Montego, suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
Are now entering the newsworthy Ghost Island zone. Oh, I was thinking it was similar to the no-spin zone.
Oh, sorry.
I'm David Brunell Bruttman.
I'm David Reinstrom.
And I'm Alex Jensen, as
and
always.
You are listening to Newsworthy Ghost Island.
I'm sorry. Forgive my hesitancy there. I was trying to summon up from the core of my being a title with our talking points for the day.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a no-spin zone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but it is, actually, in reality.
Mm-hmm. We are always spinning.
Through
spinning
this...
Spinning in infinity.
Yeah, something like
something,
that.
Something, angels, hallelujah. David,
that's
where
deep.
Were you on that? No, the Paul Simon lyric.
What?
What?
He sees angels in the architecture spinning in infinity.
Oh, yeah.
He would. Paul Simon would. See angels in the architecture.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bill O'Reilly would call you a sissy for saying that. And then he'd probably punch your mother.
Bill O'Reilly punched my mother. I'd do something that you can't say on the radio to him.
Censored. Bleep. I'm the censor.
That's a threat, Bill. If you're listening and you come near my mother.
Come rescue us.
And you punch her in the face.
Can we maybe not threaten Bill O'Reilly?
If we threaten Bill O'Reilly, he'll defame us enough that we get enough bad press that we can get rescued. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Bill O'Reilly should come
I'm
here
not sure about
himself.
That.
He'll say that I'm turning America into a nation of homosexuals, and then he'll come and
you
punch
are,
me
though,
in the face.
Aren't you?
Well, in my spare time. But.
I made a joke.
It's true.
It was a joke about David liking boys, other boys.
Which is not. True, in the strictest sense.
Mm-hmm.
In the strictest sense.
I mean, Dave's a boy, and I like him.
Dave's a man.
Yeah.
But I'm not...
Get your facts straight.
I'm not into him.
Okay? In the no-spin zone, you gotta get your facts.
This is a no-slam zone, too.
Yeah.
But these are facts about gay.
Gacts?
Gay facts.
So they're not straight facts.
Geeks.
I'm gonna stop.
Oh,
face.
David. Oh, dear.
Oh, good.
Why don't we play
Thank
some music
you. Yes.
Okay.
Instead?
You were sitting on that one all week, weren't you, David?
Why don't we play The Way We Get By by Spoon?
Not what I meant. All right, Dave, play the spoon.
We get high in back seats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. The way we get by, to the way we get by. We go out in stormy weather. We rarely practice discern. We make love to some weird sin. We seek out the taciturn. And that's the way we get by, to the way we get by. Like a cop, you know it. You bought a new bag of pots, so let's make a new
Is that the way we get by?
I believe that's the way we get by.
By Spoon.
That was Spoon.
And now, today's topic of discussion, the light bulb.
The light bulb was invented
by the ancient Egyptians.
On the moon.
In 1875.
Was it invented in 1875?
I don't know. I know that it was invented in Menlo Park, New Jersey.
It was.
Oh, very, very interesting. Factoid.
It's a national park, as a matter of fact.
Really?
What, Menlo Park?
Thomas Edison's home and laboratory.
Is it full of electricity?
Surging?
Do pikas live there?
Well, yes, I guess it is.
Pikachus!
No Pikachus, yes, electricity.
No pikas. Pikas are different.
Don't they just live in the mountains?
His house is...
I could be wrong.
This kick-awesome Victorian, like, edifice.
Did he have an edifice complex?
He did.
Did you know?
He had an Edison complex.
Hey.
An orifice complex.
And then he invented the light bulb.
Nikola Tesla.
He was actually...
like, Tesla, alternating current will never work. Direct current is the only way. And Tesla was like, I am sad and you don't like me.
He burned an elephant. Wait, haven't we talked about this before?
What? I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
I don't know if I've heard this fact.
Who burned an elephant?
Thomas Edison.
How?
So.
With the power of his
Coney
mind.
Coney Island. Coney Island.
Coney Island.
Had elephants. An elephant. It had
just
elephants.
One elephant.
Well, I don't know how many elephants
in
it
total.
Had.
In total? Okay.
I don't know
I
the total number
important.
Of elephants, but this was a bad elephant. It killed a guy. So they were going to put the elephant to death for killing this guy because it was a dangerous animal. So Thomas Edison was like, aha, and this is an opportunity for me to demonstrate
you can't see the face I'm making right dangerous, now, listeners.
How dangerous alternating current is.
Oh.
Wow.
And so he went out and he electrocuted the elephant to death with alternating current. And it lit on fire and died.
Do they have a video of this on YouTube?
Yes. Yes, they do. He also...
We'll boot up Reginald after
the show. He also did public electrocutions of cats.
Wow.
All to prove that direct current was safe and alternating current was dangerous and shouldn't be used.
And that Nikola Tesla was stupid.
Yep. True facts.
Wasn't he Croatian, Tesla? Do you remember?
Tesla? I don't know.
Maybe Romanian.
No.
I bet we'll get a whole bunch of angry emails now.
From
maybe Tesla
Romanians
and Edison will come visit us.
Maybe
here on the island.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, let's see if we can swing that. Let's see if we can get a
put in a request.
We can have a Tesla Edison debate.
Oh yeah, sponsored here on the island. I bet that would bring a whole bunch of people.
I think he was Romanian.
Yeah,
I read this.
Let's get on the ghost phone and. See what we can work out.
I read this biography of him when he was really small. He developed some kind of beetle-powered engine. He glued a bunch of beetles to the equivalent of a water wheel, and the flapping of their wings powered the wheel. And he'd hired some local kid to help him watch it, and he turned away for 1 second, and when he turned back, the kid's mouth was full of beetle.
Ew.
Anyway, light bulbs are full of inert gas, so if you throw them at things, they don't explode, they implode, because they're pressurized funly.
Yeah, inert gases. Aren't those also the noble gases?
Yes, and they won't catch on fire.
Excellent.
See, I did remember something from chemistry.
No, they're completely non-reactive, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so far as I know.
Non-flammable,
non-anything.
Conducty.
They're neutral. They're neutral in the world of
elements.
Okay. Enough about me knowing diddly squittle about chemistry.
And enough about me knowing a whole lot about Thomas Edison burning up elephants.
And I said something about the Egyptians.
Yes, and Alex said something
about
that
probably wasn't correct.
The Egyptians.
We'll overlook that.
Incidentally, Edison, he kept trying different filaments. He tried like literally thousands of different filaments.
Did the one
hair?
From a cat
before
work?
He got yeah, and one of them was elephant hair.
I knew it.
Burned elephant hair. Incidentally,
I don't know.
That would just be.
I don't know.
That would be redundant.
Let's listen to Blue Man Group.
I love the Blue Man Group.
PVC IV.
Boom, 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 doogadoom, boom, boom, boom. Cool. Enjoy.
Sleeping on Lake Michigan. Factories and marching bands. Lose our clothes in summertime. Lose ourselves to lose our minds. In the summer heat, I might.
That was Sufjan Stevens with Holland.
It makes me feel so tranquil and relaxed and cozy.
And that is off
Swedish.
I don't know.
That is off of Michigan. Before that, you heard Blue Man Group with PVC.
They play on pipes.
Just a note. What you heard there was not any kind of synthesizer or machine instrument. It was, in fact, a large array of PVC piping, and they construct these tubes of PVC piping, and they've got paddles, and they paddle the ends of them, and the different notes correspond to different lengths of PVC piping.
With the length of pipe.
It's quite creative. Also, they're painted blue.
It's true.
Also,
which is kind of crazy.
Also, they are painted blue.
That noise?
That is
That
is a man holding a very long, skinny tube of PVC and shaking it up and down.
Those guys are just so silly. They're just so silly. Sorry. My Cosby voice came out again.
My Cosby voice is acting up.
My Cosby voice.
I don't know, with the sweaters and
with the
Cosbys
sweaters and the bill.
Have a bowl of Jello.
The Jello jiggler.
The wiggling Jello is jiggling.
It's
the Cosby voice.
I'm not sure if I can. Then I listened to a lot of Bill Cosby comedy albums. I don't remember him ever sounding like that.
I think it's
a caricatured. It's like,
it's
you know,
a personal thing.
When you do a Richard Nixon voice, it doesn't actually sound like Richard Nixon.
Okay.
And you should know that.
Because you do a Richard Nixon voice in your sleep. I don't know if you knew that. But you claim to be Richard Nixon.
This had better be good, Wally. Nixon is a busy man.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
So moving on. We have intercepted a message.
Yes, this is quite interesting.
The gods.
Okay.
Namely, actually, the god of justice.
Yes. In fact,
most specifically,
Scruff McGruff, the crime dog.
That took bites out of crime.
He did.
The man that couldn't stop taking bites out of crime. Also, now his lesbian girlfriend.
Also, he's a dog.
Yes. So.
Comes back, part two.
You can't get better than that.
That was a pretty oblique reference. I'm sorry.
So I want to play
this
for everyone. Because Scruff McGruff has something to say.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or, like, a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait, wait, wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
I hope you've all learned something today.
Scruff McGruff is my hero.
Mine, too.
Okay.
I learned that if I ever see a dog again, I'm going to put it in a trench coat.
Was that Nixon again?
No,
I think that was him imitating Scruff McGruff.
McGruff here.
Okay, I have a question.
If he smokes.
I have a question about what we just heard.
He doesn't smoke. He's Scruff McGruff, the crime dog.
How'd his voice get so gruff? I bet he's got a little doggy ball of bourbon under his desk.
I bet he is completely clean, and his voice is so gruff because he has to tangle with the criminal elements.
See, I think it's because he's a dog and he's trying to talk. I mean, that can't be easy, right?
Interesting theory.
It's using Occam's razor, you know, that just seems to be the simplest explanation.
Maybe he shaves with Occam's razor.
Way to use science, Alex.
But no, I have a question about what you just heard.
Yes.
What is an internet bully? Because they were talking about forwarding. I'm confused.
I feel like it's a mean girl sort of thing.
Remember when you were in middle school and you made up a fake screen name on the instant messenger?
Yeah,
I
it was
but
naughty.
This happened and to me many times.
Then you used it to talk to people, and you probably harassed them because you were a stupid little kid.
That was only like once, though, and it was always someone that I knew, and then later on I was like, oh, it's me!
Exactly.
Got
well,
you good.
If you did that, but it was someone who you didn't know and you were harassing them on the internet.
That's all fine and dandy, but he's talking about forwarding things on.
Well, it's probably like some sort of catty chain email thing.
Is that really internet bullying? Like saying that if you like read the story, your wish will come true?
Not that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That should be a crime.
I'm not sure what that part meant. But it's Scruff McGruff the crime dog, so
I don't know.
Everything he says is gospel.
It's more like gossip rings and like forwarded emails full of dirt on people.
About nerds.
About, you know, just like really unpleasant high school activity and gossip and stuff.
Do you hear that?
Yeah,
does anyone hear a... Yes.
A low thrumming?
What is that?
That's
very strange.
Maybe it's seismic activity beneath the
island. That's what I thought. Mm. Seeing as though there are caves, in fact.
Yep.
Riddled.
Yep.
Riddled with
caves.
With
honey.
With honey. Good honey.
Whose idea was that?
Not mine.
There it is again. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I can feel it, too. Do you feel your butt rumbling? My butt's rumbling. I mean, I'm hoping that is not, just my butt. And
it might just be your butt.
And that it's
we
the
got
item.
A request okay. from a listener, actually.
We got
some mail. That's
great.
Always nice to get.
Civilization.
We got an email from him, so...
Are we going to read it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Take that printout that we got from Reg.
Okay.
Reggie Bear.
Wow, is he coming to get us? To save us?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Nope. The message reads, I am a devoted listener, except for the shows which aren't archived yet, and I have a request. Would you please play Danger Woman by the Aquabats for me? Thank you, Derek.
Derek, it is done.
This email and the information, including any attachments it contains, are intended to be a confidential communication only to the person of entity to whom it is addressed and may contain information that is privileged. If the reader of this message is not the intended recipient, you are hereby notified that any dissemination, distribution, or copying of this communication is strictly prohibited. If you have received this communication in error, please immediately notify us by email to administrator@decarresearch.com and destroy the original message. Thank you.
This message will self-destruct.
Yeah! I knew it!
Wait, so if we read one of those emails aloud and the rest of the audience isn't the intended
recipient, I think,
will then paper
we just did
so
something illegal.
Oh. Maybe they'll come get us.
I think we just did something illegal.
Play the Aquabats, make it stop.
Let's do that.
Derek, enjoy this.
Please.
What's an aquabat?
An aquabat is a ska band.
What?
Angel Woman.
Derek, were you rocked? We hope so.
By the Aquabats.
Thank you for your request.
Yes.
Excuse me.
You are listening to KWUR Clayton 90.3 FM, and you can listen online at www.kwur.com. If you like, you can be cool like Derek and send us an email at newsworthyghost@gmail.com and visit our website, newsworthyghost.wordpress.com. Subscribe on iTunes.
Yes.
We
and
podcast.
Please do, if you have any requests or plans to rescue us from this island, send them this way.
Or
send
cookies.
Them both. Or
also,
cookies.
Yeah.
Also
or like
cookies.
Like a care package.
Or if you have an idea. Yeah.
Like some brownies.
If you have your own coconut cheese curds that you want us to try and endorse on the show, send them to us.
If you have any ideas for inventions that aren't patented yet.
Or organs that don't exist yet.
Please.
Or new and inventive uses of turtle shells. Please, send them to us.
Right here,
right.
Baby.
We want
right
to hear
here to the
about
island.
That. Because we're bored.
You know what I want to hear about?
What?
I want to hear about more of our adventures.
During
the monsoon season!
You did that on purpose.
Did not. Yeah, let's do that. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to share this with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Very excited. Very excited.
Very. Yes, we had quite the adventure this time, and we want you to listen to it.
Yes. So now, where were we last time? We had escaped the fiendish clutches of the huge brawl. I don't know if a brawl can have clutches.
Well, we'd escaped a ridiculous Viking brawl.
That was easier than it should have been. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. Well,
we were lucky.
We got lucky with Rolf there being an enormous
thank goodness for Rolf
bear of a man. And
huge.
So if you remember,
he had the muscles.
He very very kindly lent us his boat, and we were on the high seas
and attacked by a squid.
Fighting giant squid. Let's join us.
Epic. What sees ye, bosun?
Nothing as yet, Captain. No sign of the giant squid, but she could pop up again at any time.
All right, crew. Dave, keep her as she goes.
Aye, Captain.
And Brian, let out the jib.
Aye, Captain.
I like the cut of your jib, Brian.
Thank you.
That was the appropriate response, sailor. It's back!
It's going to drag us under!
David! Evasive action!
I'm evading!
Other David, where's that squid hacking broadsword?
Right here.
He stabbed it good!
Well, I stabbed it.
He grabbed the sword!
And now it's eating it.
My sword!
We're completely defenseless! It'll drag us to the bottom of the sea for sure!
The hell was that?
It was a ball of fire!
Good lord!
Hit the deck! Here comes another one!
Oh! Hit the squid!
Ooh! Free calamari! Who needs tartar sauce? Oh, hey! We hit a beach! How convenient!
The squid, is it dead?
Of course it's f***ing dead, you nincompoop. I have killed it with fireballs.
Oh my goodness, an elderly roadman.
Who are you?
No one to be trifled with. You see this staff? It means I could kill you by looking at you. In fact, I don't even have to look. I smell you, and you drop dead. Dead like salmon caught by bear.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for saving us.
Save? I was not trying to save, I was trying to burn you to pieces. I was seeing you fighting big squid out there, and I don't want squid on my island. Also you. I do not want you on my island.
Don't burn us.
No, I will not burn. I see that you are not even the robot.
Okay.
For now. No burn for now. Come with me.
What about our boat?
Boat comes too.
Did he just levitate that boat out of the water?
Also sword.
He pulled the sword out of the squid.
Doesn't that make him the once and future king?
I am 30 kings, maybe 40 kings at least.
What?
Follow me to tower. You can't miss it. It's only thing on island, except for goat.
He wasn't kidding. This is easily the smallest island we've ever been on.
And that's easily the most rickety-looking stone tower I've ever seen. What's holding that thing up?
You know, the usual. Scotch tapes, chewing gum, spit, mud, spit. Mostly magic. He's not a king. He's a wizard. You're a smart kid. You go far. Maybe one summer I hire you to clean up after goat. Okay. Everyone inside tower. So, this is lab area. Don't touch that, don't touch that. You can touch that, but do not be surprised when hands turn into frogs.
There are more books in here than the Cairo Thebes Luxoropolis Royal Library.
And more crazy metal tubing and twirling magical devices than Dick Cheney's heart. What's this globe filled with green fluid? A soul filter. Or soul vacuum.
And what's this spiky rope thing?
It's dragon leash.
We're taming dragons?
No. It's leash made of dragons. Highest quality leather. For goat. Okay, now that Steph is put away in Steph room, I have to administer tests to see if you are robots. Here are tongue depressors. Open your mouths and say judicial system. You first.
Judicial system. Amendment.
Judicial.
Okay, good. You all pass.
What?
Only the robots can say judicial system. But you just said it. I am f***ing wizard.
True.
So, now that we've got that out of the way, would it be rude to ask your name?
No. I am Nikolai Semyon Ralphovich, professional wizard and amateur plumber.
And what is it exactly that you do here?
I am hiding from f***ing robots.
Do you mind with the swearing? There are ladies present.
I don't f***ing care.
Why are you hiding from robots?
They are taking over my home on another island. This dinky Gulf Green Island is only summer for me. I come here, do research, plot revenge, go back, burn to ground.
You're gonna burn your own home to the ground?
It grow back.
Why did robots take over your home?
They are working for evil genius of some kind. Skinny girl, dark hair, cute, in evil way.
Oh boy.
Sounds familiar.
You know this evil genius house-stealing hooker?
She's trying to kill us.
There were Vikings, and before that, Egyptians.
What's an Egyptian?
Dostoevsky.
What does that alarm mean?
I levitate both into upper stories of tower. Alarm says someone has bring enchanted object inside.
Are you saying our boat is enchanted?
Slightly. More like cursed. Oh my god. Does it turn into skeletons when the moon is full? No turnip for brains. I am guess it is attracting giant squids. This is why you are attacked. I am guessing cute evil genius girl is responsible. You'll see, when she take over my house with robots, she is have stealing all my magic books.
Great, she's a sorceress.
This goes no further towards explaining why this woman wants us dead.
Did she enchant those people then? The Pharaoh, the Valkyrie?
I smell conspiracy. smells like bacon. This is not something to be done with my magics. She would have had to enchant objects to make people do things.
That's right. She gave the Pharaoh a new headdress. Right shimmery it was.
She influences the behavior of others with objects. Why not just enchant something that affects us and have us all kill each other?
She is evil genius. She is toying with you. Like cat toys with their pants.
Well, it stops here. I say it's time to stop running and take some action.
I disenchant both for you, and then we go back to my robot-infested castle. I kick robots out, you ask evil genius girl why she wants killing you, everyone wins.
Sounds like a party.
Okay, hold on. Let me remove enchantment.
Is that it?
You think magic is all fancy noises and special sparks? It is hard work, like potato fields.
Let's get that boat back into the water.
Forget water. Now boat flies!
Where'd those wings come from?
Now is Skyboat. Is boat fit for 30 kings. Everyone in. Get those wings a-flapping.
To the skies! Wait, how are we gonna get through that roof?
Thank you for listening to our epic adventures here on Newsworthy Ghost Island. Or otherwise, I suppose. Because we weren't actually on Newsworthy Ghost Island when
yes.
What you just heard was
but they are,
recorded.
I feel like the island is perhaps the impetus for the adventures and therefore is still valid.
You're right.
True.
As I mean, island. Therefore calling them Newsworthy Ghost Island adventures is still valid.
You're right. And I don't even know what that word means, so.
Valid? It means the same as
truthy. No, not valid. The other one that I didn't recognize. Oh.
Confluence? Gibraltar?
A confluence of valid Gibraltars has entered the studio.
Hey, you guys.
Do you wish
you guys.
To attack
yes.
or run?
Alex, yes.
You guys.
Alex.
Did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen deaths?
I did. Actually, yeah, I did.
And that half of all teens die, and that... End of that half of all teens die in a car crash. But you can do something about it. Next time you're in a car with a friend who is driving recklessly, speak up. Say something. Anything. Because there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up. This has been a public service message from the Ad Council.
Scruff McGruff can't prevent reckless driving.
Scruff McGruff can motivate you and motivate us all to prevent reckless driving.
Yeah.
He'd be all like, don't stick your head out of the window like a dog would. I don't do it, and I'm a dog.
I'm sure that's exactly what he'd say. How about...
He's so self-righteous.
How about we take a listen to Calvin Hams. Sorry, that's Calvin Harris.
Hams?
I misread the two R's as an M.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
I misread the two R's and an I.
I'm putting my head down and crying.
I misread the two R's and an I as an M, and it looked like Calvin Hams.
You know,
but
I'm looking at it from here, and yeah, it looks like Hams.
Yeah,
like,
you can see that.
I can see that.
Right?
Show me the ham.
I won't judge you, Dave.
See, right up there?
Oh, I would read that as Hams, too.
Yeah, okay. Actually, it's Calvin Harris, and he's got an album called I Created Disco.
I don't believe
that. And we're going to listen to a track called Acceptable in the 80s.
It doesn't beat
the Electric Six thing, though.
I will exterminate everything around me that prevents me from becoming the master.
It's a close call.
It's true. A very close call.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back. works for you if you were born in the 80s, the 80s. I'll do things for you if you were born in the 80s, the 80s. I've got hugs for you if you were born in the 80s, yeah.
Us, Alex?
I've got hugs for you if you were born in the 80s.
If you were born in the 80s.
That was acceptable in the 80s.
That was acceptable right now.
That and it would have been acceptable in the 80s.
You're right.
I agree. It was acceptable right now. By Calvin Harris. Off of the album.
Calvin Hams Harris.
Also known as Calvin Hams.
Off the album I Created Disco.
You sure did, Calvin.
Oh, Calvin.
Bam, bam.
I have hugs for you.
Yeah,
In the 80s.
Props and hugs.
Prugs.
Anyway, wow, that was tiring.
We got prugs for
you. I danced a little bit in my chair.
As did I. I did the robot.
Yeah, you did. I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good job.
Someday, mankind will be superior to robots, particularly in the realm of doing the robot. And on that day, we will...
On
have
that
achieved
day.
Our purpose.
What, an inverse watershed moment?
Yes. I assume.
Is this a prophecy? Should I be writing this down?
Do you know what a watershed moment was?
Watershed
moment was the date when all the combined computing processing power in the world exceeded all the combined computing power of human beings.
Oh.
Excellent.
And I think it was in, like, 1998, so...
Oh.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Pretty much.
So what does this mean?
Oh, that the robot revolution is nigh.
You know,
basically.
The usual. Watch out for
this. That or transhumanism, as David, I think, is angling for.
Yes. And as we well know, I think, by this point, you gotta watch out for robots.
Yeah.
I think we've had some experience there. And
I know, those
we can tell you.
Bing robots.
We can tell you.
They foop.
Look out for those guys. They'll get you. They'll roboticize you. Actually, no, they won't. But
they'll punch you in the face.
Start an exercise system called roboticize.
Roboticizing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Just move
what else
very
are we
jerkily.
Do, right?
Like, and then but, do the servo. Error.
But hey, I've seen some robots that move in a very fluid fashion.
Well, then we'll be wet bots.
Yeah, like, though, the thing is, what, I mean, if you're roboticizing, right, you can't be building muscle. Because if you do robot moves, when robots move, they don't build muscle.
What do they build?
They don't build anything. They
build
just...
up stress on their joints, and then they fall apart, and then they have to be replaced because of battle fatigue.
Yeah.
Battle fatigue is the same thing. It's working out.
So if robots exercise, they, in fact,
become worse. Yes.
They become physically worse.
Yes.
So why?
Is that ironic?
Why would you do that? Why would a robot...
A robot wouldn't work out.
Why is this relevant?
Exactly. So is it ironic that if a human being works out, they become stronger, and if a robot works out, they become weaker? What's the verdict on that?
It has to do with the way muscle tissue works.
We should do an experiment.
You got
this.
A really small robot and a really small human to compare it to? The gnome.
Why do they have to be really small?
So that we can investigate it on a small scale. Because you said it was a little experiment.
Did I?
Thus it must be done with small things.
I hope you liked that segment.
That
from
is
Newsworthy
all.
Ghost Island.
That is all the time we have.
Unfortunately.
Is it really? Already?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Oh.
Forget it. The end.
That's it.
Now what am I going to do?
And I think that's a fortunate thing at this point.
You know what?
I would agree with this assessment.
Considering where we've devolved to.
We've
on
devolved.
This show.
Devolved.
What was this? Gregorian hip-hop monk chanting?
Yes.
Oh. And also a dolphin.
Da-da.
See, that's kind of along the lines of...
That was a very nice...
I created disco, but it's kind of like I created
Gregorian
chants.
Gregorian chants.
You like the dolphin?
That was nice.
Thank you. That's, It's my secret talent.
Does anyone hear that?
That's that rumbling again.
It's coming back. You know what? That's probably what inspired me to start the Gregorian chanting.
Oh, was the,
You know what? We should investigate this. It'll give us something to do, right?
You know what? I bet none of our listeners can even hear the noise.
Yep.
No, they can't. But let me tell you, listeners, it's quite...
Oh, there it is! It's not even David making it with his mouth.
No, not even. Actually, it is.
Dear.
You had to rip down my facade.
I ripped down...
dear me.
I tore it down. Tore it right down.
That's another great Leslie Bricusse musical. Jekyll and Hyde.
Okay.
Right up there next to the Sherlock Holmes, the musical. Leslie
Bricusse. You guys, we should put on a musical here on the island.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, let's get going on
that. Write that down.
Write that
okay,
down.
But we are out of time, as I said. We're going to go out today with a song by J.E. Borgen.
You may recall him from last year when we played his song,
yes.
Midnight Sun.
Right.
I
off
do.
Of
I remember.
His first album.
And I'm something.
Which I forget the name of.
You know what? It doesn't
dang.
Matter.
Anyway,
it doesn't
this,
matter.
Right. This track is All the Right off of his latest album called General Store.
Okay.
I actually like his first album better, so if you want to look him up after you hear this song, The album that is not this one. Get on that.
This has been Newsworthy Ghost Island.
I'm David Brunell Bruttman.
I'm Alex Jensen.
I'm David Reinstrom, and this is J.E. Borgen.
The right words at the right time, the right voice with the right line and the right cure for the right crime. Oh, 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 all the right. These are the hours he waits, starving his time, searching his days for more than a place, more than a job, more than what he has got, more than a drink to help him not think of his life and where it was lost. It's in and out of a crazy world. At the right time, the right voice, with the right line and the right cure for the right crime. Oh, 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 all the right. These are the hours. Trips from my
try to catch a glimpse of what he might have been had he just listened more to his heart. It's in and out of a crazy world he goes, looking for the right words at the right time, the right voice with the right line and the right cure for the right crime.